What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Womp bomba doo bap a dinka dinka boo bap.
A womp bam boom.
It was really the tone, like the note sequence there at the end. That was good. I liked it.
The best I can get is to think of the first couple moments.
Right.
And the rest has to happen naturally. But I'm not too disappointed there. I've done a lot worse.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is extremely and you will. True. Yeah.
In you the future. Yeah. Yeah. Welcome into the Spitballers Podcast. Andy Macon, Jason back with you. Al Borland.
What's up, Spitwads?
Is here. Is this the first or second show since his demise?
This is the second.
Okay. Did you you recovered from that disappointment? I know you heard from your own mother, and
I did. Yeah, she hasn't talked to me since. Okay. Telling me she was disappointed in me, but I'm going to be back better than ever.
Okay.
Yeah. Some changes coming to the game.
I was going to say. Yeah. I don't know. Did we talk about this on the show? That like,
no.
As soon the moment that show was done, he's like, "There's new rules happening next time."
Oh yeah, he was so upset. It was so great.
He wins like. What 50 straight times or whatever, we finally beat him and liar liar, and he's like, I gotta change the rules now.
Now speaking of rules, today we have a draft of things that make us smile. I assume the 101 for all of us is just beating Owl at liar liar.
Yeah,
and that's probably just too good to be drafted.
I did smile a lot.
I mean, it was,
it's become part of his identity. The undefeated and nature
got,
and we ruined
we got to
when
steal
you
steal it from him.
Yeah, it's like a horcrux or something, you know. We killed it.
Yeah.
It did feel good to take a piece of who he is and smashed it on the ground.
Well, Jason said it. We're drafting things to make you smile today. We have Man of the People on the show, which is one of our newer segments, and Would You Rather. But first, a review.
Reviewasaurus Rex.
This one comes in from Eric Rupp from the United States. 5 stars. Spitballers Podcast fuels local man to accomplish a 13-mile run. I have been faithfully listening to the Spitballers with my wife for over 3 years, but have never taken the time to show my appreciation in the form of a review. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Well, this past week...
Well, they did it now, though, so...
Oh, well, then thank you for your great review.
Shame off you.
Shame off you. This past weekend, I ran my first ever half marathon and listened to the Spitballers for the entire 2-hour ordeal. The laughing going on in my brain completely masked the excruciating and overwhelming pain in my legs. I can't explain it, but the race was over before I knew it. Jason, Mike, and Andy, I just want you to know that the participation medal I received is not my medal, but our medal. Couldn't have done it without you. I feel like it should be... Like, he should have said, your medal. Like, it should be our medal.
Instead,
because well, we participated.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's still taking part of this medal for
right,
himself.
So you're saying the three of us send us that medal.
That is what I'm saying, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done any distance racing? Andy, have you ever done any distance racing?
Yes, I have.
What's the longest one you've ever done?
No, I don't recall it at all. It was like grade school cross country.
Okay.
It's actually ironic because I was very much in cross country. So I laughed and then I realized, I did a lot of distance running.
But as an adult, you've never done like a 10K?
No, not even one of those walking ones for charity.
No, I don't do the laps.
You know, they say you wouldn't be caught dead doing something. I would be caught dead doing that. So I don't want to mess around.
Not with these knees.
All right, we are moving on.
Would you rather?
Would you rather live in a haunted house or in the middle of the wilderness?
Okay.
I just shared recently that I had asked for some podcast recommendations on Twitter for a long drive home that I was doing by myself to an empty house. So I like true crime podcasts. And so somebody recommended these spooky stories. And by the time I got home, I was quite afraid of both the wilderness and my house.
Really?
Yes.
It gets worse. I believe you heard noises and
all right. Well,
you got to tell.
Wait,
story.
Wait. Yeah. I don't know anything about this.
If there's Nest Cam footage of what took place in my house that night.
You just swatting at bees that aren't there?
I got home and it was dark and I had listened to 2 hours of stories that were...
What kind are these, supernatural? Are
no,
these,
no, no. These are real things that have happened,
like,
but they're like...
Bad things, stories.
Dark.
Okay.
I qualify it as dark, mysterious, scary.
That has happened in the forest.
In real... Well, one of them was somebody that was basically a hiker.
Okay.
And they had run across some people on the Pacific Coast Trail. And then these people followed him on this trail in the remote wilderness, found his campsite multiple times in the middle of the night, stole his food. There were footprints around the camp, but he didn't wake up. And then gets followed for miles and miles and miles and escapes and survived. But other stories...
Sounds like I don't need to
other
listen.
Stories, they didn't escape, Mike. They didn't escape.
And, I read you.
I believe you.
I got home and I started hearing things and I definitely had the moment in the house. Look, hello?
Yeah.
The mind Who is it? I may have said the sentence and I'm,
oh, you did.
I am not joking and I am so embarrassed to say this.
Yes.
But I might have said the sentence. Oh my God.
Oh yes.
Oh,
yes.
He's really embarrassed. Yes. This is so good.
Come on out and we can work this out.
Oh no! No! This isn't real! I didn't even know that! Oh my goodness!
Come on out!
That's the best thing that's ever happened on this show! Forget beating Owl and Liar Liar. Come on out and we can work this out. Yes!
I'm just picturing, instead of like a baseball bat, Andy grabbed his checkbook. He's just like, come on out.
Come on! We can work this out. I can
I have more things from that story I can't even tell you.
Oh, man.
But I say all the whole backstory, you know, this question, haunted house, middle of the wilderness, they're both terrible. I don't believe in haunting and ghosts and stuff like that. So I think the house, I could intellectually, the danger, I would wash it away. Whereas in the wilderness, there really is danger that really could be there.
I believe you just shared a story that says, no, you couldn't. if doors are opening and closing in the other room.
It was the ice maker, by the way.
Oh, man.
So that was
did you work something out?
Yeah, we worked it out.
I unplugged that sucker.
If it's a haunted house, I'm assuming that you know the lore of the house. They're not just like, go there, it's haunted. Like, no, they're gonna spin a
tale
story. Yeah.
But you're saying like someone died there.
Yeah,
or,
they're gonna yes.
That's the room where she died.
That's the terrible things that have happened in that house repeatedly, generations, and then you have to stay there.
I mean, but you have a roof, which is a really nice thing compared to being in the middle of the wilderness. What I am afraid of far more than ghosts or just awful, evil things happening in my house is like spiders and stuff and like bugs.
Oh, the haunted house is full of spiders.
More than the wilderness?
Well, the wilderness is full of spiders too.
This is
they're both. They're in both
places.
This is
spider versus spider.
Yeah. You got to remove them from the equation.
Are spiders more ferocious in the wilderness or in the house? Like when they've got a home?
Well, they're more ferocious in the wilderness than in the haunted house. Because in the haunted house,
agreed.
You got other stuff to, like, you got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. You're not worried about a black widow.
Yeah, he would be.
Well, yeah, but then when the poltergeist shows up, you got a bigger problem.
Oh, my goodness. Which one would you go with? I think I'm gonna have to go with the haunted house because I can work it out with them.
Yeah, make them a deal. Maybe bring them back.
I really did that.
I'm going haunted house as well. I don't want either of these. But I would rather have a house than...
I'm guessing if you're in the middle of the wilderness, like you at least get a tent, right?
Sure.
I mean, get some shelter.
With a teeny tiny open spider door at the bottom that it can...
Spiders can get in any tent.
Why can they get into anything, regardless of whether or not it's physically possible?
I think they are the only true ghost.
Okay.
Now, Jason, I know you're an easy scare. Does it make a difference one way or the other if this haunted house is like a Halloween haunted house? So
no,
it's not actually supernatural, but there's people jumping out trying to scare you all day?
No, I don't think that would make a difference. Well,
I get to
sleep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then no, I think this is fine. I would also assume that this haunted house, it's probably in the middle of a normal neighborhood. that's part of the story, right? Like,
well, that's very big front yard, though, because exactly. The front yard of a haunted house is always gigantic.
Wrought iron gates.
Because you have to walk up to the door. The walk to the door, if it's not scary, that's not a haunted house.
That's fair. Mike, what are you doing?
I'm probably going with the wilderness.
How come there's no haunted apartments? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's ever been a haunted condo.
Because, or a haunted bungalow.
Right.
Because we systematically remove the number 13 from buildings. I mean, the apartments, maybe they have the 13th, but it's just like bringing up the fact that we as where we are in our civilization and a society, that when they build a high-rise hotel, they don't put a 13th floor in there. When we all know there's a 13th floor because that's how counting works. It's just you go from 12 to 14. It's not number 13.
You're saying this built-in superstition.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Probably the same thing we do with Santa Claus, Mike.
But
we just embrace some things and you know.
You go be on floor 13.
Have you seen people,
13. The zodiac signs and everything? I mean, people are, they're still crazy, Mike.
Right, but most public of like when people are like, well, here's a zodiac thing. You're like, no, thank you. But for some reason, it's just this is accepted wildly in culture that we need to not have a 13th floor.
You're saying you'd stay on floor 13.
She'd walk under a ladder to get there.
I got something to tell you. You ever been on the 14th floor? You stayed on the 13th floor.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So it's just. Yeah, but the ghost didn't know.
That's why
we do it.
The ghost
thought it was 14. That's what it is.
Where's the dang 13th floor?
We keep going up and down. All right. Would you rather have to shave your head or pierce your nose?
Interesting.
Also, if you did a nose piercing, let's just get this out of the way.
Right, right.
What would it be?
What would we individually go with? Like, what would your choice be?
Because you've got the outer rims that you could go with, like a very simple, you could go bar, or you could go like a single, like jewel, or you could go the middle of the nose with more of the
horseshoe.
You look like a bull.
Yeah. Any of the, I feel like, is there one that's more intimidating? Because I don't.
Oh, the bull is far more aggressive.
I think the bull is the one I would go with. If you know, I don't want like the diamond stud. I like a diamond stud, but I don't think I could rock that. I don't want like a big bar. So I think
what about a spike instead of a diamond stud?
Just one spike coming out of one side of your nose.
Yeah,
I've never seen that.
Well,
no, you could definitely do that.
You could do it.
Could
I'm
you
not
do it in the middle and it'd be like a rhino horn?
I don't know if you can pierce that like.
Probably not.
Well, you can. I mean, you could pierce anything, really. Like
that's what they say.
Well, I mean, you've seen skin piercings, right?
That is true.
Where it's just you just pinch a little bit of your skin, you go foot right through, and then you have you put a piece of jewelry in.
You have your ears pierced, Mike.
I do.
Anything else?
Yeah. Okay. I have. I used to have the cartilage pierced.
Did you? You had the up.
Oh. Now, what did hurt?
Oh, that hurt like the Dickens, man. I've thought many, many times about going to get my nose pierced.
But what would you go with?
Yeah, this is informative.
I think I would just do the one nostril.
Okay. Like a ring on one nostril?
Yeah,
little loops.
Yeah, you get to change it out, but I would probably rock the hoop for a while.
He's going hoop. I'm going bull horseshoe.
Yeah, nice.
I'm thinking I'm going like the big bone.
Okay.
Very nice.
It would hurt a lot.
Yeah.
That's going to take time.
Honestly, how I did the ear, because it's your cartilage.
Oh.
That is like, that's what scares me away from the nose piercing, because it's cartilage again.
Ooh.
And it's.
It hurts to think about it.
It pops.
You can hear
it's
the.
Real, yes.
The
you,
tearing of
you
the cartilage.
You hear it go through, and it hurts. And then the healing process is like weeks.
My wife has a ton of piercings in her ear, like up.
Right.
Up top, just down below, wherever. And then. But like one of them it like helps with her migraines. Did you know this? There's like a certain cartilage that you can pierce that can help with migraines.
I mean, with all reflexology and all that certain stuff. I don't.
The other one is to shave your head.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going with.
I've done that too.
I've done that.
You've done the full shave?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like full bald. What's the shape situation up there?
Is it
pretty good?
It's large.
It's big.
It's large, but it is a, as far as just
like,
a...
Do you look like Humpty Dumpty?
No.
Okay.
It's not egg. As far as the aesthetic shape of the head, large, but it's a good
shape. Like a Megamind?
Yeah, like a mind situation. I've gone from like a full head of hair, and then like didn't even tell my wife I was doing it. I just sent her a picture of the sink with all my hair in it, and she's like, "What did you do?" Like that. Sometimes I just shave my head.
I shaved my head a couple years ago for a Halloween costume. I consider shaving my head all the time. On a whenever I see photographs of me,
what about the mirror?
No, the mirror I can hide it enough. I can. It's like can when I see it from a an angle I'm not used to, and I go, "Oh, I could use more hair," and then I think I should shave it. But every time I've shaved it, I think 3 times in my life, and each time, it's such a shock.
Yes,
that it just looks horrifically terrible. And
you didn't give yourself enough time to normalize it.
At the end, it started to become normal, and I didn't mind it as much. But then you're like growing your hair back out, and so
let me ask you a question, because you are a man who likes his beard.
Yes.
If you had a choice right now between shaving the top of your head and keeping your beard forever,
yeah, this is the easiest question of all time.
Or you get a full head of hair. But you can never grow a beard.
I'm not an amateur here with the
would you rathers.
That is quite the hosting job you're doing. Full head of hair.
Everything you've ever wanted up there.
Okay. Then I'm definitely keeping the beard.
You look like us.
Yeah, then I'm keeping the beard because
oh, you're keeping the beard.
Oh yeah. This does not come with weight loss?
No.
Yeah. So the beard is like necessary. Top of my head isn't fat.
Do you think that there's a chance that you are overestimating the impact your beard is making to the perception of your weight?
I can both in my own heart say no and see Al Borland vigorously shaking his head no. We've seen me without a beard. Whoops.
Are you agree with this?
He looks better with a beard.
Well, I'm not saying it better, but...
He needs the beard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just like I need my beard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's like... I mean, it's like one alcoholic telling the other one they need their drinks.
Like, the beard is really an ultimate crutch mm-hmm. for the fellas.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's so great.
You're like, I would like to remove half of my face, so it doesn't matter what my jawline looks like. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what my chin looks like.
Why don't you just wear a mask?
It's well, you
not socially acceptable yet.
Okay, all right.
Have you had the nightmare where you accidentally shaved your beard off?
Ooh.
No, I haven't accidentally shaved it off. The closest thing that has happened with that was a haircut where on the back of my head, it went up accidentally like 3 inches of just bald spot. And so then you've got the hairline that stops like 3 inches.
Really?
Too
did
high.
You just stick with it?
It's the worst.
I mean, you took the whole
thing
up, right?
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Let's ask one more. Do we have time for one more of these?
We got time for one more.
Would you rather eat 5 tablespoons of straight butter?
Yes.
Or straight buffalo sauce? Well, that one's over for me. It's butter. I love butter. Butter's basically like ice cream.
You do love butter, and you genuinely could and might already eat it by itself. I don't know. When you put the amount of butter on something that you
it'll be nauseating for 5 tablespoons.
A tablespoon's the big one, right?
Yeah.
We need to get out of this world of tablespoons and teaspoons.
I mean, that is the world we live in. One's for the table, one's for your tea. Got it.
No, we're not going back to that conversation. But, like, top of your head, I'm not going to ask this, Andy.
Yeah.
This is not the chef. You keep quiet over
there.
Okay. How many teaspoons in a tablespoon?
I think 2, maybe.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Exactly. Jason, actually know?
I believe it is 3 or close to 3. But
it is exactly 3.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's
well,
like,
that's good. I'm impressed with you.
It's like this is dumb. Like, and how many, what's next? Tablespoon goes into what? Cup?
There's no.
Do you start talking like a quarter of a cup?
Is this a long-winded way to get us to metric? Is this the goal here?
You see right through me.
Yeah.
The metric system is so superior.
Not in my country.
Yeah, we've got things like yards and feet.
I think this butter, though, has to be just cut off the stick, not like melted butter in a spoon.
Fine.
Okay.
that's how he wants it.
For me, that's far more disgusting.
Is that because it'd be like the mouthful of mayonnaise type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going butter.
I think it would be harder if it was cold. Like if you had to like
chew it.
You know, if it was the stick of butter still, but like what's left out.
I think I would enjoy eating a stick of butter on a popsicle stick. Like lick by lick.
I genuinely think you would.
If it was cold? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of that Kerrygold?
Okay. So alternatively.
I need a sponsor.
Alternatively, just straight buffalo sauce.
Oh, gosh.
I like the flavor, but I'm a pretty big baby with spice.
Right.
And other things. And so I don't think I could handle that. I could handle butter. My body knows what to do with it. I don't think my body would know what to do with 5 tablespoons of straight buffalo sauce.
What's interesting is over the course of like wings.
You probably do that.
I'm sure I'm eating way more than 5 tablespoons of buffalo sauce and it's delicious.
Probably.
And you can put them down. But the thought of 5 tablespoons worth of buffalo sauce just going right into the stomach acid feels like a really, really bad time.
I actually think that one's the easier one, though, to get down.
Oh, yeah, because it's a liquid.
Yeah.
It's just drink it.
It's just later. The later would be worse.
Well, it's not even that much later. Like,
no.
Like, it's going to be uncomfortable.
It's going to run through you quick.
Yeah, through the entire ride.
What does that do to your bloodstream? Like, you know how, like, whatever we eat or drink.
I don't think a lot.
It's like, I feel like I'd have spicy blood.
Oh, man.
You're saying, like, if a vampire rolled through?
Exactly.
You think I got ice cream running through my veins?
Like, ah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, buffalo spicy.
You're delicious.
I don't think it's going to go straight into your bloodstream. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe.
You're probably not wrong.
All right, I'm gonna go butter. Final answer.
I'll go buffalo.
I'll go butter.
All right.
Man of the people.
Is that louder than it usually is, Al?
Yeah, it'll be fixed in post, so the other everybody else won't hear
I
that.
Mean, hold
but it was loud.
Let me start that over. That was a well
mixed,
volumed,
yeah,
mixed
sounded great,
drop.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
Great job, Al.
Thanks.
I definitely my ears are not weirded out by that because it was so normal. All right, we are doing Man of the People. So we've got our buzzers out here, and remind us how to play, Al.
We're gonna go 7 rounds. That's what we do every time.
All right. Well, never mind.
We surveyed 100 people. Top 6 answers are on the board. And the first answer is worth 3 points. The second answer is worth 2 points. And if you get any other answer on the board, it's worth 1 point.
Now,
okay.
Jason's buzzer.
Now, did I win
looks
last
like it's
time?
Malfunctioning.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe you did win last time.
Okay, hold on. We're getting there. Will you reset them? There we
go.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
There
we
go. So you got to have your hand on the table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
and just
rules.
A reminder, game show rules, last round is worth double.
So we got 3 points for the top, 2 points for number two answer, and 1 point for just getting on the board?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Let's hear it.
All right, the first one. Name a Christmas show or movie that is on TV every year.
Oh, darn it.
A Christmas Story.
That is the number two answer.
All right. I accept that.
Oh, man. What's number one?
Keep an eye on your buttons.
Oh, I got it. Elf.
That is not on the board.
What? Oh.
I assume that would not be on
what?
The board. That's not a classic.
That is the stupidest thing. You interviewed 100 stupid people. I didn't realize that.
Oh, gosh. What do you go
three?
With? Home Alone.
Two. That is the number five answer.
I couldn't think of the movie that's
I'm guessing
stupid.
Grinch is number one?
Grinch is number three.
No, it's the old. What's the old movie?
Rudolph.
Yeah. Oh, Rudolph!
I was between Rudolph and Christmas Story, so those are the top two.
Okay. I was. What's the? Is it? It's a
Wonderful,
Wonderful
Life.
Yeah, yeah.
That is also on the board. That is the number.
Okay, it's not number one.
Elf is not on the board.
Yeah, you know who's also not on the board?
Me.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so we're starting off. Andy with 2 points. Mike with one. Jason with nothing. I'm gonna reset your buttons. Here we go. Name a job where it would be okay to yell at work.
I am first. I will go construction.
That is the number one answer.
Yes!
Keep an eye on those buttons. Mm-hmm. Name a job where it would be okay to yell at work.
An officer?
Police officer is the number four answer.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that was the only remaining one in my brain.
Dude.
Well, you get to go in 3, 2, 1.
Teacher.
That is the number three answer.
What?
Yeah. Got to keep them kids in line.
All right, baby.
We are saying not that they yell, but the question was that it's okay to yell?
They got to get kids in line.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Come over here, Timmy.
You can yell without it being a mean yell.
Yeah.
You can just raise your voice. So
like
that
when you were doing
you.
The elf yelling a minute ago.
Also, he read the question, and both Jason and I slapped the button. I had nothing in my head. I was just slapping.
Oh, were you?
I just slapped the button out of reflex.
Okay.
So you got to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to round number three.
Wait, I'm flashing. Oh, there we go.
Name something a slob might never clean.
They're dishes.
That's got to be the number one answer.
No.
No, it's a terrible. That
is the number three answer.
It's a terrible answer. I hated it immediately.
Name something a slob might never clean.
Oh.
I missed the button.
You did.
I'm going to go with the bathroom.
Yeah, that's got to be number one.
That is the number two answer.
Oh, baby.
The number one answer still on the board. Jason, you have three.
I will go with two. Bedroom.
That is the number one answer.
That was also what I was going to guess first.
Oh, impressive.
All right.
Again, I hit the button.
What's
and I
the
did
score?
Not have
We're
a full
three rounds in.
Brooks will give us an update here.
Andy has 5. Jason has 6. Mike has 3.
Oh, what?
What was that about being on the board, Mike?
I'm on the board. I have 3 points.
He keeps getting. He keeps getting the number one answer. That's the real problem.
All right, round number 4. Name something that's forbidden in most public swimming pools.
Oh, great.
Peeing.
That is the number one answer.
Yeah, baby! We're back.
All right, keep an eye on those buttons. Name something that's forbidden in most public swimming pools.
Skinny dipping.
Yeah.
That is the number 4 answer.
Oh, all right. Man.
Now, I don't
three,
know. Well, I know what my answer is, but I just don't know if it's already ruled out because I would go pooping. I didn't know if
just answer,
it,
bro.
Answer it.
I can't see the board where it says like defecation. Okay, I'll go pooping.
That is not on the board.
Yeah, see, that's so stupid.
Well, you got to answer. The whole point is trying to figure out what's on the board.
Okay.
You can't ask if
right,
it's
that's
on
fine,
the board
but
ahead
the,
of time.
Was the answer to Mike's just peeing, just urination?
Just peeing.
So these stupid 100 people still think you could poop in a pool. Got it.
Because
when he doesn't
pooping,
win, he's so upset.
Is the worst.
I get that it would be a problem, but I don't think that pooping
it's not a common temptation.
Is, what were
peeing
the other
is
things?
A temptation.
Yeah.
The other answers were diving.
Cannonball diving. Yeah.
So you knew some other answers.
Yeah, I did. They just weren't as good as pooping.
Eating, tubes or rafts, and wearing street clothes.
Okay. Wait,
in the pool? Like walking in with your regular clothes?
You can take a dump in there, but you better take those clothes off.
No.
Be in a proper bathing suit.
No suits.
Denim.
No suits. All right, let's go.
All right. The next round should be easy for you, so be quick on those buttons. Name a football bowl game.
Rose Bowl.
That's the number two answer. Mike?
Super Bowl.
That is the number one answer.
That feels like cheating. I was in the collegiate world.
Yeah.
That's a collegiate bowl game.
All right, Jason, what you got? Three,
the
two,
Doritos
one.
Bowl.
I think we riffed on that one.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, so Jason got nothing. The other answers on the board were Sugar Bowl,
Fiesta,
Cotton Bowl, Orange Bowl, Peach Bowl.
Okay.
Ooh. The Super Bowl, I still feel like it's cheating. But
it's a bowl, but it's super.
I guess. I really whiffed on the Rose Bowl there.
You did. Well, not as bad
I
as
feel
Doritos.
Like my button's not working.
It's not.
Let's try it real quick. Hit your button, Jay.
It's definitely not. There's no color on it.
Yeah, this is why I'm third every time, because my button's not working.
You should have made sure that your stuff was working. Look, Andy made it work.
Maybe
no problem.
Did.
Maybe don't hit it so hard.
All right, let's give this a go. Name a U.S. state whose residents say y'all.
Oh, did I go first?
You do.
Alabama.
That's the number three answer.
Oh, man.
Name a U.S. state whose residents say y'all.
Georgia.
Oh, good.
That is the number two answer.
I will go with Texas.
That is the number one answer.
Is it?
Once again, first guess.
Huh. It's Texas, huh?
It's Texas.
I just feel like that's not true.
You broke your button again.
You gotta be a man.
I think my button
this
just
is
keeps
man of the people, not man
one.
Of accuracy.
Yeah.
Not man of facts. All right.
Jason,
this is
what
really...
was the how many points did Mike get there?
I got 2.
Oh man.
And I got 3 for Super Bowl.
Wait, you
should
have got 2
fair.
There. I should have got two there. I got the number one answer.
You should have gotten three.
Oh, even better.
There you go.
You got three.
Okay. You have to turn it on every time?
All right.
Yeah, apparently.
Reset it again.
Every time. I did.
No, Brooks, give us an update on the score.
Al, reset the buttons.
Mike has taken the lead. He has 11 points. Andy and Jason have 9 each.
What? Go on. And this is the final round, correct?
Oh,
is
gosh.
This round 7?
Well, hold on, hold on.
Turn it off again.
Do we need new batteries in there?
Apparently. Do we have producers here?
I don't know.
That would be super.
Through the magic of time warp.
Now I see why I'm not getting buzzed in ever, because my buzzer doesn't work. I'm still tied with Andy right. without a buzzer.
Well, I'll take a look at that, but we're going to finish up here.
I'll take a look at that.
Jason, you will have the first pick.
We're good. No, it's working right now.
Okay, great. If it's working, let's go.
It's not working.
I said now. You didn't go.
Name someone the groom might not want at his bachelor party. Jason.
A brother-in-law.
That is not on the board.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, good thing you got that button working. Oh, we were just both sitting there not pushing it?
Mike hit it so gingerly.
Golly. All right, go ahead.
His father?
That's a good answer.
That is the number 5 answer.
Not great, though.
And the question was?
Name something someone the groom might not want at his bachelor party.
Oh, I've got the answer.
His fiance.
Yep, there it is.
That is the number 1 answer.
All righty.
Oh, so Andy won.
And that's worth
the final
6 points.
Okay.
Yep, that was the final round.
All right, well, you were better when you were guessing from the third spot, Jason.
TBD.
You were just letting us whittle
away. I would have got Super Bowl.
We ended with Andy at 15, Mike at 12, Jason at 9.
Dang it.
All right.
Asterisks, Jason at 9, asterisks.
Certainly.
Thank you.
All right, time to draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
We are drafting things that make you smile, which I think is a very fun draft.
Well, nobody doesn't like
smiling. We also need
smiling.
More things that make you blank drafts, I think.
Things that make you go,
Sure. Things that make you fart.
I'll take that
song. I don't care.
All right.
First pick of the things that make you smile draft, which, look, I don't know if there's a 101 here.
I've got mine.
I think the 101s genuinely are different for every person. Like Mike has one, but I don't think there's a universal.
So to me, what was my first instinct that I'm sticking with is laughter.
Laughter makes you smile.
Other people's laughter makes me smile. Okay. So I think laughter makes me smile
that's
most.
I do have contagious laughter on my list. But I was with Mike in the beginning of just laughter makes you smile. I was like, yeah, you do usually smile when you laugh.
How do you laugh without smiling?
It's really hard. It makes me want to smile. Like genuinely. Try it at home. Pause the show. Try to laugh without smiling. Hard to do.
All right, it is pretty hard.
All right, good pick.
Didn't seem like it, but go on.
It was just a little confusing, but we got there. All right, my first pick, things that make me smile, a really big fart.
Oh, I've got that on my list. An amazing fart.
Because that's what you wrote down, an amazing fart?
That's what I wrote down, an amazing fart. Absolutely.
What are the qualities of that make a fart amazing? Guarantee.
Timbre?
Amber?
Yeah, nice word.
Overall amplitude.
All right.
The releasing of when it's really one of those release valve farts.
Yeah, like it catches you off guard. Uh-huh. You didn't know it was going to be that big.
And farts can just make you laugh anyways.
Yes.
So you rip an amazing fart. Do that without smiling. Like, not happening.
Okay, all right. We've got a fart.
A really big fart.
A really big amazing fart.
Yeah. It's not a little, this is not no toot.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Jason, you get two picks, things that make you smile.
Two picks. Well, I'm going to take the first one that came to my mind, which is watching my kids be happy. Like, oh, sure, you're boring. But that's actually, I can't not smile when I see my kids, like, do something. You know, I took my daughter
through those
to,
bars. You're watching them in there.
I took my daughter to a musical. And, you know, whenever you watch their eyes, like, just light up and see something, experience something. It makes me smile, and it makes the other dads go to sleep.
Oh, it's a good answer. I have it on my list, Jason, but I wasn't the one who said it, so I will make fun.
What are you going with next?
Make
giving
fun
your
of
wife
you.
A present?
never. No, I will go another really like highfalutin, nice,
sentimental
one. People falling. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard. I mean, even if you don't laugh because you know you can control it, not smiling is hard. People falling is just good fun.
Okay, I like it.
I remember once my grandmother who.
Oh no!
God rest her soul. After the fall,
it was. She was the age of most great grandmothers at this time, so it was scary.
Wow. Okay.
But it was one of those falls where it's like,
no,
it's like
you're 15, laughing at your grandma.
It's 15 yards.
Oh, where like they're stumbling just, forward, trying. They think they're gonna catch.
It's like,
themselves.
Oh, they did. They she missed a step, and then but that was the end of the steps, and then it just and I was behind her, and I just watched her run. Oh, to fall over there. I mean, look, I'm smiling. And she was okay after a
God
couple
rest
surgeries.
Your soul. Yeah. So. All right, Mike, you are back on the clock.
All right.
That's funny.
I'll go a more special one, but it's just a compliment from a stranger.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when
and
you,
then you just get a big smile.
Do you
like
smile
a grape?
When that happens?
Yeah. I mean, not to their face, but afterwards.
You turn around and smile.
Yeah, but afterwards, it. You're like when you are not expecting a compliment from someone, and especially just at random, you know, they're just like, wow, your hair looks great. You're like, oh.
You smiling on the inside or you smiling on the outside?
Thank you. I mean, probably smiling on the outside too.
Okay. All right.
It's
That's good.
It's a really nice thing.
All right. Am I back on the clock?
You
two
are.
Picks?
You are for two of them.
Oh, this is tough. I'm going to go with ice cream.
Yes.
Ice cream is on my list. It genuinely makes me happy. Like there are very like I like it more than you should. And then the second one, trying to play the game, what's coming back to me?
I don't think you need to play the game.
Winning.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
It was on my list.
Was it just winning?
Yeah. It's at the top of my mine was winning a fantasy football game, but I mean it could go to anything. Winning is
so much fun. It makes me smile.
Yes.
Like that last game we played where I won.
That
you did.
Probably should have been the 101.
Winning. Yeah. Well, I
got
it.
Yeah, for competitive people like us, what is better than winning?
Winning is so good.
Yeah, it feels great.
About to have a bunch of it. We're going to play some pickleball later, so that's going to be a blast.
Winning is very good. It's okay, with my next pick, it's very close to winning because there is an aspect of winning, but it's a very specific kind. It is being proven right.
Oh,
yeah.
There, you said, what feels better than just winning? When you are right.
Unfortunately,
great.
That's a pick.
Yeah. No, I get that. You especially the higher and hotter the debate is.
Yes, when an argument has ensued and then some research must be done, and you were right. Oh, brother, that's the tops.
I think you're right about that.
All right,
Jay. Yeah, you get two.
All right, for my first one, I'm going to go, I'm between two here. I already know what my last one is, so whichever one I don't pick here is not getting picked. I'm going to take the one that actually, it makes me involuntarily smile. It's surprising. This will not be for everybody. This is a Jason Moore thing. Huh. Babies.
Babies?
Newborn babies.
Oh, dang it. It's on my list. That's the one I couldn't decide whether to pick because I didn't want to take it.
I don't see newborn babies,
Super are awesome.
Often. Like, you know, it's from time to time when I come across one. I had three of my own back in the day. And now that they've grown up, I just don't see babies. When I do,
I just forget
how tiny and cute they are. And when I hold them, I can't not smile around a bit. Like, I can't. Not smile. If I am around a baby and I'm not smiling, I can't imagine how ugly that baby is. That baby, I hope it's not yours. If I'm around your baby not smiling,
that's how you know.
You're going to want to
trade it in
for sure. All right, and my last one, look, this is not a sponsor. Even though it was a sponsor, but it was technically the second thing that came to my mind on my list. But when I think of things that genuinely just make me smile that I cannot do or see or in this case, watch, without smiling, is Ted Lasso. I could not. I know it's so
Ted
weird.
Ted Lasso?
So weird. What
of
a weird
all the
answer.
Things that you could have selected in this draft.
In the whole world.
Ted Lasso?
I can't
this
watch.
This guy, the elf.
I can't watch Ted Lasso and not smile. I really, it's just one of those things where I would always talk to my wife about how I would catch myself in the middle of the episode. Just big, just stupid smiling. Grin on my face. Just smiling. Just enjoying life.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm not alone.
There you go.
I'm alone at this table, but I'm
yeah.
No,
in the
I mean,
world.
It's a fun show.
It feels like a sponsor read.
It felt like a sponsor read doing it. And the fact that they have actually
now
had
you
us read
just hypothetically,
before,
you could have said funny television.
No, but that doesn't make me smile. Like, I mean,
funny television doesn't make me smile.
Obviously, when I laugh, I smile, and that's fine. But genuinely, I can't think of another single thing where it's just. Like, because it's not laugh out loud funny. I don't think that I watch that show and, like, crack up the way that I did with Parks and Rec or The Office. But it's just so, like, feel good, happy, smiley.
He's making money right now. He's making money.
I should. Reach out. Apple, reach out.
So specific.
Yeah.
I love Ted Lasso, brought to you by Apple Television.
Yeah. Reach out personally and pay for that one.
Okay.
Mike.
All right. So this is my last pick here.
Yep.
I'm going to go with finding a lost item.
Oh,
you know, when you are like, it's when you have lost something and it's just in the back of your head and you're like, I don't know where this stupid thing is, starts consuming you. Perhaps you spend way too long looking for it, or maybe you find it just later and you go, aha, ah, there it is. And you smile and you're very happy.
It is weird how sometimes you can just lose things that you have no business losing. I don't know how we do this.
Like the other day behind the couch, I reached back there and I found my complete series of Ted Lasso.
Must have made you smile, Mike.
Oh, my goodness. What has happened on today's episode? Things that make you smile. My final choice is going to be sports.
Okay.
Sports team success, like your home team winning.
You have to qualify it with success because
your home team winning. You know, it's just organic, an organic smile.
There is very little that happens completely outside of my personal life and my life bubble that can ruin a day like sports. You know what I mean? Like I can watch my sports team lose and I can be in a bad mood for a day. It just did not affect me. I did not participate in said event, and I am actually upset, and, like, I feel bad for my wife for my behavior.
Right.
So, other considerations on the list. By the way, Al, you want to read our final picks here?
Yeah, Andy, you have contagious laughter, ice cream, winning, and sports.
Oh, winning
Mike
is so
has
good.
A really big, amazing fart.
Thank you.
A compliment from a stranger, being proven right, and finding a lost item. And Jason has watching my kids enjoy something, watching people fall, babies, and Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Great picks.
Ted Lasso.
So weird, man. Practical jokes. I don't know. You know, that one got left off because we didn't have enough picks. Meals in general.
I have fancy restaurants. Yeah. Fancy restaurants make me smile. And then crawling into bed after like a hard day. Oh, sometimes I lay down on that bed and a smile comes over my face that I can't control.
I had, showering after you're filthy and then you're finally
that's
clean.
That's a creepy smile. Creepy smile.
A little bit.
What did we learn today?
Go ahead, Jason.
I learned that people should send us medals for marathons that they run.
I learned that Jason is working directly for Ted Lasso.
I learned that Andy might believe in ghosts, even though he thinks he doesn't.
We can work this out. Just come out nice and calm. I'll leave the house, take what you want, and then I'll come back in. Watch my television show. Goodbye, everybody.
Stay safe, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.